Capaldi, not Capaldi, Capaldi.
Why are you saying that for?
Because I keep saying Capaldi.
You donut.
Having been taught by Moffat.
Not Moffat, apparently. Moffat, according to Rees. Remember, Rees is right, everybody, even though Moffat,
yeah.
He's not.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
What, Rees being wrong?
No.
Yes.
Sitting in that great huge hangar thing, listening to the cast.
It wasn't a hangar thing, it was a theatre.
Oh, did Moffat actually say something about saying Capaldi?
Yeah, yes. We got taught how to
did
say
you
it.
Not listen to last week's show? What
I
is the
listened
point?
To the first master.
What is the point of me putting together these programs and spending a lot of time and effort doing so?
I've listened to the first half and not have quite. I haven't quite gotten over to the shift over where you discussed the festival. Sorry.
It's not just the fact that we discussed the festival. You've got 40 minutes of the festival in which
I know
Stephen Moffat and Peter Capaldi both correct a daft person in the audience on mispronunciation.
Yeah. There were some daft questions, weren't there? Hmm. I thought it was just going to be all about Jenna. I mean, Clara. I mean, Jenna.
Yeah.
Bless them.
Hmm. Right, are we ready? Is everybody here now?
Have you finished, right, Kirby?
Yes, the burger has been consumed. I've got some crisps, but I will be sure to mute if I eat the crisps.
So Robert wouldn't have done that, you know.
I know.
Hey, I had a quick question to ask you guys. I know I only come like once in a while, but where can I get one of your T-shirts?
From me.
Okay.
What size?
You know, your 20 megabyte.
What size?
Yeah, no,
20
what
20
size?
Megabyte
what
one.
Size?
That's brilliant. I love it.
2X.
2X.
2X. I've got an L going spare, and I've also
what
got
do you mean you've
16.
Got one going spare?
I've got one that you got me last year that's too big for me.
Oh, that's a woman's one. That's a, you have a woman's T-shirt.
I have a woman's T-shirt.
I'm sorry. I know I'm such a big, fat American, so, you know, that's
what
I
get. We're getting one,
aren't we? Yes, Kirby will.
What? What?
What?
I'll buy one and send it out. There you go.
All right. Thanks.
No problem.
Anyway, shall we get going?
Yeah.
APP Services, the Rossi at Boop1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 285. I'm Adam. It's a very small universe when I'm angry with you. And there's Kirby Bartlett Sloane.
It's not like we've got a ticking clock or anything.
Jason Chuang.
Hello?
And Deborah Melrose.
Your reign of terror will end at the first sight of a crying child.
Will it now? I don't think that's actually the case. Hang on, there's a child here.
There's no easy way to say it. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
Yes. Are we finally rid of Clara? Please.
She'll pop up. You shared that thing earlier.
Yeah.
Where she's wearing out.
That's very mean, Kirby. And I think, hang on. Let's get my points thing, a little sound effect thing going, just to show that it was so stupid, in fact, that you got yourself definite, rather than just play along with points deducted. Points deducted.
But did you not see my Facebook post where I was saying, just die?
No, you didn't. You didn't post any spoilers. So, let's see if I can find my folder.
But it's kind of obvious she's going to be around.
No, it isn't.
Besides, I posted that picture months ago.
No, that's not the point, though, is it? You reminded
yes,
everybody
deduct
that...
Deduct the point off me, then.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't trawl
Kirby,
through the spoilers.
Pass it to me like Riggsy does.
Yes, there we go. I've tried that before.
No, they're not going to work.
But no. someone has to die.
What? No, I'm deducting a point. It's not that drastic.
Jason will win.
There you go. Mary will, when she comes in.
I certainly won't, because I've only watched this one, one and a half times.
There we go.
I've only watched it once.
Magic, stop this. Oh, God's sake. Stop fidgeting. Oh, there we go. Oh, he's trodden all over my carbon paper.
Magic.
carbon paper.
Yeah. It's an invention where, Kirby, that if you put two pieces of paper together and you put the carbon paper
I know it, what it is, and you but write what, on what the is this, the 19th century?
Well, how do you suggest, then, I do copies of contracts? So when they sign the contract, it goes through to another copy of the contract. How would you suggest I did that, then?
Make them sign two?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be quicker for them to sign one and to kill two birds with one stone.
Make a copy?
Do you think I can just go around people's houses carrying photocopiers with me?
No, you could take a picture.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is how interesting last night's episode was.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we're going to be looking at, what's it called?
Face the Raven.
Face the Raven, yes. Okay, the episode begins with a lot of hilarity and jolliness aboard the TARDIS, which is obviously always going to be a precursor to Doom.
Always trouble.
Yes, where they've had a very fun adventure or two and dropped a couple of names in the process. But then, of course, the phone rings. And then it's, I thought, who's that going to be on the phone? Rixie.
We knew.
Oh, will you shut up? Not all of us watch spoilers and pay attention to it.
It was in the preview last week.
It was.
Yeah, but I didn't remember who he was until today.
What?
I didn't remember who he was until today when I watched it for a second time.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Took a bit of time for it to sink in. I thought, no, he must have been in it somewhere along the line, and then I realised. Anyway, he's got his tattoo on the back of his neck, which appears to be counting down. And it counted down so much that it made the title sequence kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah Dollard was at the Doctor Who Festival, Debbie.
Yep. Okay. Yes, she was on the stage when we got there, we got into the theatre, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Yep. So meanwhile, the Doctor and Clara visit Rigsy and his little baby.
What's the baby called? Do they mention it? Because I had hopes it was called Clara.
Jen...
No, Jen is the missus.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
We don't see the missus at all, do we?
Yeah, but he speaks to her and references her several times. Yeah.
Do we hear a voice?
Jen noticed the tattoo, he says.
Well, hang on. In the cast, it's got Jen listed as among the cast, but not the baby.
Her voice. You can hear her voice on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear her going, she's been like it all day.
Oh, okay. I'll let you off that one.
That's Jen. That's one of your questions.
I will let you off that one. I will let you off that one, but don't push it. So anyway, yeah, the Doctor is only interested in the situation when he sees Riggsy's tattoo starting to count down. A bit reminiscent of Amy when she was accidentally counting down in that Angel's story.
It felt very much like that episode, actually.
No, I didn't see any Weeping Angels or River Song.
Hang on for a second. I've got Fred needs me for a second.
Fred.
So keep going.
Okay.
So, anyway, the Doctor examines him with a special TARDIS scanner and soon realises he's dying because he's had some contact with aliens, etc., but he doesn't quite know why.
Gets the cards out.
Yeah. And, a message from Andy Nunn. He just says, enjoy. And that's not relevant to the episode, but it has just popped up on my screen. So he gets his cards out. But he does decide, after a little persuasion from Clara, to help him, even though he doesn't think he's got much chance. So they go to London, where apparently there's a Diagon Alley somewhere that they can find. But they don't know that after they've gone into the British Library. And looked through.
Why? I mean, that made no sense, too.
Well, they could have explained the whole Trap Street thing without having had to go there.
Right, right. Mm. There was absolutely no reason to go into that map room.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Nevertheless, they
did. Other than gorgeous location.
Well, it's like BBC studio, isn't it? Their actual room was. Anyway, so that led to a little bit of hilarity, fun, of course, with Clara dangling out of the TARDIS.
Enjoying herself way too much.
Yeah. And nearly falling to a death and finding it very funny. While they...
That was another of those things that just annoyed the...
Jesus.
It just annoyed me.
I reckon they've padded her chest out a little bit for some of these shots.
Yeah, Edward Owen suggested that earlier.
Because I don't remember being that buxom when I met her. In fact, I've got the picture here. Nope, she's not that buxom. Although the outfit she's wearing when we met her, she was very reminiscent of a Sarah Jane style outfit, funny enough. Moving on.
Yeah, this outfit that she's wearing in this story is completely different from the sorts of things she's been wearing.
Okay. So basically they used the sonic sunglasses to look where Clara wasn't looking.
Her eyes skimmed over,
yes,
wasn't it?
So that's where they focused their attention on trying to find these trap streets. And in the end, it was Rigsy that sort of found the tracks. Oh, well, no, it was a combination of Rigsy and Clara.
Is a trap street where the Von Trapp family ended up?
Anyway.
Ba-dum-ching.
Can we just slap him now?
It's not even worth bothering. Slap. Wasting the energy. Clara is sent back to the TARDIS by the Doctor, where she discovers Rigsy's phone with data recovered on it. Then he has a flashback.
What did they call it? That thing that he'd had.
Quantum lock or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What interested me about this scene is when he sort of remembers that there's a road sign behind them that says Ring Road. And, of course, another sign that said congestion charge. I'm still waiting for the letter to come through.
Yes, we haven't seen that yet, have we?
How did you know?
You would have let me know.
I would have sent you the bill, yes. But interestingly, obviously, this wouldn't have been shot in London. It would have been shot in Cardiff, so I just found that quite interesting.
Master.
I think your congestion charge only happens till 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
No, that's not the point. I'm saying this was shot in Cardiff, which is quite interesting to see a London road sign up in Cardiff. Yes.
Master. Yes, I was... when the show was being broadcast in Britain, I was on Twitter trying to get as much spoiler stuff as I could.
I'm surprised.
And some of the very first things people were tweeting were, "Oh, I work on that street," or "Oh, I work in that building."
Well, there you go. What, in London or Cardiff?
In Cardiff.
There you go. So they find the Diagon Alley and go in.
They go and find a wand and then
John Travolta steps on the floor and it all lights up very, very fancy. Rigsy uses his cunning disguise of a hat.
Hoodie up. Hoodie up.
And then these aliens come out. Wolverine comes along, then his hair disappears, which is quite ironic. Then the fishy bloke from Torchwood comes along, and he turns into Lizo Mazumba, the newscaster from BBC television, who is indeed a great fan of Doctor Who. We quickly find out when he eventually takes his hat off that Rigsy is a bit of a murderer. Then the Shielder turns up, and it's all lovely, and oh, hello. But the Shielder doesn't really remember Clara that well, only from the diaries she's written.
But did you see how Clara was reacting to Isildur saying, "Oh, I've read all this stuff, from my diaries, I enjoy our conversations." And Clara was being very full of it with herself. And, oh, that's nice. Just look at her big smile.
The whole of this episode is Clara being full of herself, and that led to a downfall in the end, which is quite apt.
And Isildur's gone and got loads of piercings and what looks like a tattoo.
It was her own, it was her own Clara-ness that led to her downfall, which I think was a very apt way to go out of it. But carry on.
Yes.
I'll move on with this particular time, but that is part of the story. So, they have a little bit of a few little references to previous episodes, very small references, and then we see her very unattractive tattoo that's around her neck. And
well, it moves.
I was thinking of getting one like that. That would be quite funny.
Yeah, I bet some people will have. I bet the next person who goes cosplaying Isildur will have this drawn on them.
Oh,
I
don't think I'd get away with cosplaying as her. She's half my size.
Yeah, if you can't see that on telly.
Yeah, we should have taken a picture of me. Sitting
by the way, listeners, when Debbie says half her size, she was referring to her height, not her breadth.
She's half that as
Debbie
well.
Debbie is a very tall and very beautiful woman who really should be walking down a catwalk, not sitting and doing a Doctor Who podcast. Moving on.
You would cosplay better as Debbie.
a tall maybe she, Debbie would be quite good. Do you remember the Doctor Who episode where Romana was regenerating and she tried on lots of different bodies?
Oh,
and there
no.
was a very, very tall one. And the Doctor goes, too tall. That's Debbie. Debbie's cosplay.
All right. Challenge accepted.
So the old disco floor is really quite impressive, isn't it? They were like, doing a little bit of dancing feet.
Cobblestone,
don't
yeah.
quite understand the point of it, but it was quite impressive.
Straw strewn about.
We keep on initially seeing aliens sort of fading in and out of what they actually really look like.
Yeah, we're sort of looking through Riggsy's eye, aren't we?
Yes, we are, just a little bit. So they have a little bit of a stroll around Diagon Alley and being looked after by the police. And when you said a retcon, of course, that was
the Jadoon. Yeah, I thought that Tom mentioned that he really liked the fact that the Jadoon were still the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sting wasn't available this particular episode. anyway, moving on. So then we see that the weird sort of girl who's reminds me a little
Janice,
bit.
Yeah.
You know, she reminded me a little bit of Voldemort. We're having, you know, when Voldemort first appears.
That's right.
It was very Harry Potter. This,
you know, with the face in the back of her head, business. Very weird.
Interesting how only one face at a time can ever move.
Mm.
Well, that's obvious why that is, Kirby. Come on. What's the matter with you?
But you could tell it was a girl, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was obvious it was going to be a girl.
And then we see an intrusion shot of somebody getting a bandage wrapped around his head, and he happens to be a Cyberman, is it?
Yes, it was a Cyberman. Yeah.
A Cyberman? Oh, yeah, of course. What's actually happening is he's blow-torching him. The Ood is blow-torching the Cyberman. To us, it looked like a girl doing it. And of course, could the Doctor see who it was as well, or is it just?
I think we sort of had to take it as read that he could.
Okay.
Because he's not of the human race, so yeah.
Anyway, so then we find that the
shimmer, can't he? You know,
the alleged dead body of Anna, the person that Riggs is supposed to have killed, who is the mother of the mysterious two-faced person we've seen in the street just a minute ago.
Anna's son, yeah.
With one of the worst hairstyles ever, is what we said.
Yes.
A little bit later on, Clara comes up with this brilliant plan after a conversation with Wolfman.
I have a cunning plan.
But that's not before we have a sort of a death they have to show where the Raven kills this bloke. And there's a suggestion that he could have handed
it's
over.
It's not just Master. It's not just a bloke. It's Luvik, one of the consuls of Trocken.
Is it?
Yes, he posted a thing on Facebook.
Okay. Moving on. So he gets done in, and then Clara gets this brilliant idea of taking the curse, if you like, which is essentially what it is, from Riggsy. It's a brilliant plan, isn't it? She's so full of herself.
No.
Completely.
She thinks she's the Doctor. She thinks she's outsmarted everybody. And poor old Riggsy sort of believes it because he wouldn't think otherwise. She's apparently not that intelligent.
Clara because she and the Doctor
saved
him before and, you know, stupid.
No.
Yeah.
Master.
Yeah.
Master, back with the... with Luvik, or the guy who is first killed by the Raven. Isildur says that he's a Cyberman at one point. So
yes,
what's a Cyberman doing? What's a Cyberman doing married?
I don't know, because, yeah, she said she says it's a Cyberman.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these people these aliens are living out the sort of lives of humans, aren't they? So the Cyberman would be married, wouldn't he? Because he's not...
No, but that's the whole point. The reason he was stuck with the Chronolot was because he'd stolen medicines for her, for his wife. That was the whole reason.
Yeah, but they're living out the life of humans, so they would be.
I know, but happily and absolutely in love.
Because they're living out the life of humans. Please pay attention.
Yes, but Cybermen don't have...
But they're
feelings.
Not Cybermen at this time. They're humans. But yes, they're... Maybe physically Cyberman, but in mind they're human. Are you that stupid? Did you not watch the episode? For goodness sake, they're humans in the world that they're in. Honestly, you people.
They're disguised as humans. They almost never leave
but
the street.
But they're living their lives as humans, like the Zygons did. For God's sake, Magic, get ready with those teeth. God's sake. Anyway, so when the Doctor finds out that Clara's done this sort of handover, he's not particularly impressed. But
he doesn't find out until the end, does he? Till just before,
right.
When they've worked out that... the way Anna's son looks at them isn't with fear.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, because they go and see Anna's son, and then the Doctor, they go and realise that the mother isn't actually dead. She's
conveniently.
She's getting better.
Yeah, quite a dramatic use of stasis pods in this series.
Yeah.
Very Red Dwarf.
And, of course, the machine needs a key, so the Doctor sticks his hand in it, rather like he did in... the Doctor's daughter, and then ends up with a device on his arm.
People were posting pictures of that, asking people who were cosplaying at the Birmingham MCM were asking, "What's this on his arm? I need to know." And we were all like, "Don't think it's happened yet. So you're all right. Just cosplay as you are."
It has now.
Yes.
Anyway, so he gets this thing on his arm, and because initially they think they need the TARDIS key, but. Anyway, I love the bit where Shilda says, "Oh, well, she's won now, right? Okay, no, I'll take the chronolock off, Riggsy. Riggsy, I'll take it off."
Yeah, ready to take it off. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I haven't got it.
Yeah. The Doctor hands over his will, which we saw earlier in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the sort of mood of the episode completely changes. When,
oh, God.
When... they realise that Clara's essentially
doomed.
Got a...
She's doomed.
She's doomed. but it's a pretty good scene.
I was quite moved, but then it started dragging.
Yeah.
The death bit dragged out a little bit. Yeah. The death bit dragged out a little bit.
I was actually, by the end of it, being very uncharitable. Just die!
This scene, the farewell scene is very nice, but then she walked out in the street. Ooh. That took... Would you stop doing that?
Sorry. My microphone fly across the bed.
Maybe. My job to knock over microphones.
Sorry.
Yeah, so she that was a bit where she walked out into the street. That really did drag out. But the scene where they sort of, you know, say goodbye to each other, that didn't drag out for me at all. I quite enjoyed that.
No, that was moving, and you know, it was like just go outside, and I thought that would be it.
The only thing they missed out on, somebody's got to go on YouTube and take part of the scene, the bit where Clara realizes that she's made a bit of a boo boo and turn her head into a jackass like they used to do in Tom and Jerry.
Did they ever show exactly what happened to the bodies of the old man and Clara when they died? It's like I remember Clara, she was sitting there, or laying there, and I'm like, okay.
Nicely swept
patch. They didn't really say anything what happened after that.
No, they just left it in the street to rot. I mean,
well, yeah, because the minute that it happened, you know, the Doctor then got transported, so...
So she's still rotting
there. I think
there.
He'll probably want to know as well.
Maybe they'll put her in that stasis pod.
Until she can be buried.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, she's coming back, isn't she? Oh, no.
Only brief. Look, I didn't want to know that.
It's
Adric all over again. Yeah, I didn't want to know that.
It was as drawn out as Tennant's goodbye. It really was.
Yeah. Well, are we...
Moving.
Let's finish talking about the plot and then go into our opinions.
Hang on. I'm not finished yet.
I know.
Obviously, once she's snuffed it, the Doctor is sort of not particularly pleased with the Shilda, and the Shilda is very much like a child that's been told off.
She is, isn't she?
Now, I got the impression that he's very annoyed with her and just going to say, "Leave me alone for a bit." But Deb, my beautiful wife, got the impression that she is now the Doctor's arch enemy. I don't get that impression. I think she's somebody that...
she didn't mean for it to happen like that. She didn't... take into consideration Clara's Clara-ness.
Yeah.
She's been pushed into the situation by whoever it is who
asked
for the Doctor.
Yeah. Manipulated it. Somebody's manipulated the Shilda. So I didn't get that impression that Shilda is going to be the big baddie. I think
for the next episode and the finale.
Her actions have sort of led to Clara dropping herself in it a little bit. And the same with, you know, if you look at the Doctor's relationship with Missy, obviously they're enemies to a degree, but they're also friends. But I think...
Missy might have something to do with this?
Yes, I do, funny enough.
Yes.
Funnily enough.
Mm.
Yeah.
She has to, because I miss her. I need her back. Yeah, so
she was brilliant. Michelle Gomez was fantastic, wasn't she, at the
Yeah, so I wish I'd had the chance of lifting her up.
Yeah. We should have just hoisted her up.
Yeah. And sat Isabella on her.
At least the three of us have gotten pictures with her.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't, because I can't afford pictures like that.
Because you don't want to ruin a photo that Michelle Gomez might be in.
I've ruined the photo.
Oh, shut up, Debbie. So there was, that's the end
of
that.
You know, Master, you know, her first convention appearance was at a convention here in Atlanta.
Yes.
This past summer.
Yes.
Yay.
So, so the Doctor gets transported away. And then we see Riggsy painting the TARDIS and floral things.
I don't think the Doctor's going to like that very much.
Yes, I don't think it will last.
Oh, you know what will happen. Same thing happened when...
clean it off.
What was the episode where the Doctor... Something happened to the outside
Bad
of the TARDIS
Wolf?
And he simply dematerialized and all the stuff that was on the outside.
No. There was one where the little boy painted Bad Wolf on it, and he got the little boy to paint it over in TARDIS blue.
Ah.
Yeah.
And there was another one where they painted...
Sure you get all of it, yeah.
They painted the TARDIS pink in the Happiness Patrol. Happiness Patrol. And I don't know if that got painted back to blue again or not. But anyway. So, yes.
I just noticed that where the TARDIS is now is not where they left it. So did he have it moved to, like, his back porch or something?
Back porch? What are you on about? It wasn't where he left it. Hang on. Oh, yeah, it's slightly moved.
Yeah, it is moved. Well, very definitely.
He could have got it on a pallet truck and moved it there, I suppose.
Well, yeah, we've seen how easy it is to pick up the TARDIS.
Yes.
It's been carted around.
It's been carted around for series after series.
Right, we've got, after that, we've got a Next Time trailer with a mysterious hooded figure, a white hooded figure, in fact, in the castle window.
I just hope that next week is better than this week.
Will you shut up? We're not talking about next week yet.
The Keep.
Excuse me?
The Keep, the film The Keep. Look it up.
The Doctor, it looks like he's digging a grave for someone. I wonder if that's Clara. And
about time.
And then it's Davros' gadget in the background?
It is.
So certainly TARDIS Dalek technology, isn't it?
Yeah. Looks very like the set we were wandering around.
Okay, right. Now, as it's my show, as you keep telling me, I will give my opinion on this particular story first. Now, better than last week.
Mm.
Not quite as good as the previous weeks, but certainly better than last week. I think I'm a bit disappointed that they decided to... I mean, Clara's quite a beloved long-running companion, in my view, and I don't like the idea of killing off beloved long-running companions. I'm not too worried about killing off companions who have done three or four episodes and then get sort of done in, like Adric, perhaps, or even Rory, for that matter. But for somebody who's been with the Doctor for a long time and almost one of the longest-running companions we've had... disappointed they've decided to kill her off. I think they should have just let her leave, or you know, some other way. Even like I originally suggested, get her trapped in a Dalek so she can make souffles for time immemorial or whatever. So that disappoints. It's a disappointing for me way of getting Clara out of the show. So they didn't have to kill her off. They could have brought her back for anniversary specials or whatever.
They
can to a degree,
yes.
But I didn't think there was no need to kill her off. They've already killed her twice in the series already. So that, for me, was disappointing. As far as the story goes, though, I quite enjoyed the story. There was obviously lots of Harry Potter references and stuff. but I thought it was quite Doctor Who-y. It's just a clever idea. I liked it. I like a shielder. In fact, I like the whole thing, apart from the demise of Clara. I like you say, that the actual walking out into the street bit was a bit drawn out. It was a bit gruesome, you know, the fact she's going, ah! And imagine all the children that love Clara so much, and they do, as we saw at the Doctor Who Festival, will be very, very upset to see her die in such a horrible way.
She looked like she was in a lot of pain.
She did.
Well, what did Isabella say?
I don't know. She hasn't spoken to me about it yet. She said it was a bit scary, I think. I'll try and get her views on it tomorrow. But I don't know how much Isabella loves Clara, that's the thing. She was very fond of Amy. But, yeah.
Amy fell down.
Yeah, so, on the whole, a fairly all-rightish episode of Doctor Who, with a very disappointing ending to a long-term and very good companion. Debbie, what did you think?
I haven't been on the show for a couple of weeks, so I haven't had review
you
of...
You don't know? You were on last week. What's the matter with you?
I wasn't on last week.
Yes, did you not listen to the episode?
Yes,
what is the matter with you lot?
I was on in spirit, but I wasn't
you were physically... You were standing... You had a microphone in front of you. You were on the show last week. In fact, if you listen to the show, you were on for 40 minutes during the festival laughing in the background. So
yes,
you were on it for
just
quite a long time.
Joining in. No, but the last week's episode, you know, Sleep No More, I enjoyed very much as a Doctor Who running down corridors things. That's my kind of Doctor Who. I love that. This, I was a bit concerned about because of having seen the trailer. You know, you knew it was Clara's demise, but I felt, why are we doing straw-strewn cobblestone streets in the middle of modern-day London? This isn't Harry Potter. And unfortunately, it did turn a bit Harry Potter, but with some really nice references of classic aliens, as well as the more modern Who aliens as well. In that, I actually was very moved by the speech between, you know, the chat between Clara and the Doctor right at the end. I felt as Shilda slouched her way through the episode and was just basically wringing her hands the whole time, trying to keep control, and I don't think she was doing the grandest of jobs, bless her heart. But I just felt that Clara going and then going and still going and then a bit more going, and it was just like, please, just, we know you're going. We've all known you're going for a long time.
Hello, I must be going.
I felt it was milked too much, that we didn't need to follow her out into the street. And I did feel, when she was screaming like she was in the worst pain ever, you know, she looked like she was suffering, that was probably going to affect, you know, I remember being sat in the audience with all the kids adoring Jenna, absolutely loving her, calling her Clara.
And quite understandably so, because she's been a great character.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I mean. But they're going to be so affected by that passing, that it might affect the way the writers deal with future companions leaving and things like that. And
Debbie. Do you remember when Stephen Moffat used to gloat about the fact that all his stories nobody died in?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, that's gone.
Oh, we'll never kill off a companion.
No, but the thing is, I haven't enjoyed her as a companion at all. She's been fairly fun, but not a patch on for you, and the I like the Ponds very much.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Donna, was my favorite.
Oh,
yeah, and,
well, you know,
I just, of the new Whovian companions, Sarah Jane,
Donna was the most real of all
but
the characters.
I just found that last night I was watching, I was moments I was moved to tears, and other moments I was just going, why is this plot line on? Well, this is just seeing us through to next week. So I felt like we were dealing with the demise of Clara, and also next week's episode, you know, it just felt like that going on. It was like we're dealing with a very emotional moment, but also we're looking towards next week very strongly. So I just felt that it needed to be one or the other. I was very in between on this episode. I know I've rambled about it, but I just don't know if I really liked it or didn't really like it. It's one of those ambiguous, not sure how I really feel about it. I'm going to watch it again and just see again.
I did like it a second time round better than I did first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's probably what will happen now that, you know, I'm prepared for things and a bit better off. But I just felt when I was watching it and I was writing my notes that I was just, the way my notes sort of fluctuate between emotions was quite telling. But yeah. Sorry, not much help.
No. I mean, it's fair enough. I disagree with you about Clara as a character. I think, apart from, you know, obviously you say about Donna is probably the best companion of the modern era.
Yes.
Because she was the most real and the most believable as you would say as a normal human being.
Yes.
The way her
and she
attitude.
She was just a friend.
Yeah.
you know, a friend. The emotional bond was
very much
friendship, not like father-daughter or...
Sarah Jane and Tegan are my favourite companions, because Tegan was like that. See, Tegan was feisty and would have a, you know, just moan at the doctor, just like a normal human being would, but she still loved him, but never really said so. Well, apart from when, right at the end, didn't she? I shall miss you, Doctor, but didn't even hear those words. She was gone.
She was gone.
But yeah, it was just a shame. They should have just... they had opportunities for Clara to leave in the past.
Well, she's going to be back because she's the impossible girl. She has got an in if she wants to come back. Yeah, and they will have her back the way they were about her.
You're probably
her.
Right, because you bear in mind that Moffat said that Osgood
was
killed.
They probably have like a million copies of her or something.
Yes, exactly. She's around. She will be back. She will be back, I reckon.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Fair enough.
I just felt that it was a bit too much highlighting her death when she is the impossible girl who's scattered through time.
That's very good. Very good. I feel a little bit more relaxed and calm about the situation.
Don't be so unhappy. Mm. She'll be back.
I just hope she comes back to the next Doctor Who festival so I can actually get a chance to put my hand around her waist again.
What? Mark Gatiss's wasn't enough?
I didn't put my hand around Mark Gatiss. Oh, yes, I did. It was Nick Briggs's shoulder I put my hand on. Yeah, so, okay, Jason, what did you think?
Oh, what about me?
Not interested in you. Jason, what did you think?
I mean, overall, I liked the episode, but, like, you know, you guys said, like, the way Clara's death, it just felt, like, very drawn out. So I wanted something, if she was going to die, something like, you know, in the Doctor, I think it was the name of the Doctor, you know how she's talking and it just jumps into his time stream or something.
Yeah.
I wanted something like, if she was going to die, something like, you know, kind of quick and it just, you know, talking, it is and building up and she knows she's going to die, but then she dies like quickly, you know. I didn't want to just kind of like, let's have like a 10-minute soliloquy and then she just dies out of a sudden.
Master?
Yes?
Bring Mary into the conversation.
Marion? Please. Who's Marion?
Mary. Bring Mary into the conversation.
Who do you want me to marry?
Carry on,
who's this Marion? And who
will slide Marion?
Beg your pardon?
That's what she said.
I know.
I just also, I was going to say, like, I don't know, I kind of was interesting with when we saw the Diagon out.
The Zygon Alley?
The
Zygon Alley. I wish I thought that one first.
Zygon Alley, yeah.
Just not my bell on the floor. Sorry, Magic. Just landed on Magic's backside. So I'm sorry about that, Magic. Yeah, carry on. Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, I was thinking when we were looking in the Diagon Alley, as with the Harry Potter references, I started thinking like some current event stuff, you know, with the whole, I started thinking about the whole refugee situation in a sense. It kind of reminded me in a way that, you know, all the aliens that disguising themselves as humans were kind of like refugees to, you know, like kind of today's thing. I was kind of thinking as that as well. So I was kind of thinking something like that nature, but, I also kind of thought like Grigsby was like, oh, I'm here. Yes, I am. But you don't really have anything else to really.
Sorry, Magic's just knocked my TARDIS lunchbox off the chair there. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Jason. Carry on.
Yeah, sorry. It was Magic's fault.
So I just was kind of like, Grigsby was just kind of, to me, just kind of there and stuff. And then with the shielder, I mean, I don't think she's like bad, like you said. I guess I kind of call her like more, just she's more of a neutral person overall. I don't think she's like purely evil. I don't think she's like purely good or purely evil. She's kind of more of a neutral type character, I think, the way I see of her. I mean, the way she started off from the beginning, you think she's really good, and then she, and the way her, I guess her memory, she has only retained.
She's very naive for someone who's about 2,000 years old.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting like that. But I mean, overall, I like I said, I liked the episode. I just thought the Clara thing was dragging out too long, but Rigsby's kind of like, eh. And then Ashila had some nice points, but I didn't feel like they had much with her. She was kind of like, oh, she's there for a small thing, but that's it. And I don't know. I still think the person who designed this whole thing, I still think it's the master behind it. I still think the master behind it.
Probably
mind.
Right. I don't know who Rigsby reminds me of. And what they could do is, if they could pull it off, is go back and meet the old Rigsby and get it played by Will Smith.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be really good. And it would work nicely because he's almost a spitting image of Will Smith when he used to be in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, one of my favourite
programs. Did you hear the article about Peter Capaldi was trying to
Capaldi.
Tom Hanks to be on Doctor Who?
Yes, I heard about that, yeah.
Okay.
He'll be on. I'm sure he will.
But what you said about, you know, the refugees, these aliens being a bit like the refugees, that would be an ideal way of smuggling Daleks into Earth, wouldn't it, shall we say? Controversial. Kirby, what did you think of the episode?
Who, me?
Well, your name's Kirby, isn't it? What's last time I looked? Let's check on the screen.
There was the background noise of some sort going
on.
Yes,
hang on. This
time.
Is very. I just wanted to give Mary a big build-up. Shut up and get on with it.
This is. You know, I look for spoilers, I have a feeling that I would have liked this one better if I had not looked for the spoilers
and
had not known.
Don't look for bloody spoilers, then you.
No. I believe even the Radio Times announced the day before that this was Clara's last episode, even though it's not really.
That doesn't matter. It's not a spoiler. It's just what happens in media.
And that she was going to die. I mean, we knew that just from the broad hints for the past series, all of the series. I liked last week so much better than this week. Mm-hmm. This week was this, as I said online, this wasn't a Jeff level lot of crap. It looked nice. It had some interesting set design. I liked the little worms in the street lamps, which create the disguise and things like that. But it was just long and drawn out. Clara was stupid. Did not really. I've now watched it twice. Well, one and a half, one and three quarters, and I disliked it even more on the second viewing.
Oh, you mean? Oh, you're saying this is worse than last week's?
Yes.
For God's sake.
This is probably the worst one of this entire series. And Master, speaking of Master, the scene from the trailer at the end where the doctor's standing in front of that cylinder, I think that is the interior of the Master's TARDIS.
Ooh. If it is, you get another point deducted. You know that, don't you?
I told Kirby, give me your points like Riggsy gives the chronolog.
No, you don't really need Kirby's points, to be fair, Debbie, do you?
Now that
not his point, I mean his lack of.
Some of that architecture looks very similar to the Eighth Doctor's TARDIS interior with the external bracing around the time rotor, if that is indeed a time rotor.
Mm.
And there's other little things that look like possible Gallifreyan controls. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the Master's TARDIS. And we'll find out.
And of course, if it is, a point deducted.
Why?
For trying to make out, reading spoilers and trying to make out the thought of that one.
Now, you do know that next week has only one speaking role.
Does it?
Yes, it's entirely Kenobi.
Next week.
Huh? Ooh.
So no spoilers there, then, eh?
I don't like spoilers. I don't look for them.
No. They've said this from the beginning. That,
have they?
I've heard of it.
This is a Capaldi only story.
I was totally unaware of that. So you know what that means, don't you, Kirby?
Me too, yeah.
So they've been saying it.
They've been saying it for yeah,
a
if you look
time.
For
I
it.
Know they are, but I haven't heard this from anywhere. Yeah. Obviously, neither
and
has
if you look hard for these things.
You're going to get it's from things like Radio Times and the BBC.
Now,
all
look at any
if
of
you really want to look for these things,
yeah,
yeah. A lot
know,
of people
I don't.
Don't. A lot of people don't want to find
when,
these.
When they
of
announce
out.
The names of the episodes, mm-hmm. that's when they announce that this was going to be. A...
You don't have to even look at the names of the episodes if you don't want to
that.
Be spoiled
I did
about
know
that.
Know the names of the episodes. Didn't
no,
care
sometimes
to know.
It's nice to be completely supplied about it. Prize they're there.
Yes.
Prize about
yeah,
stuff.
I like the surprise.
I had no idea, and probably a lot of our listeners didn't have an earlier. So therefore, you've now had 2 points deducted from the beginning of the quiz this week. Well done, Kirby. Have you got any other little spoilers you want to feed
you
into
as,
us?
You might as well take the third, because that's going to be the Master's TARDIS.
Okay, fair enough. No, I'm not going to get. I won't deduct a point from this week, because we'll wait and give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. Right. Mary, what did you think?
Well, I thought last week's was bad, but I think this week's was even worse.
Yay! Thank you!
I was so bored through this Sorry.
That was a spontaneous beep, beep. I didn't actually press that. That came out without me asking it to. Sorry about that.
Is that the one you tried to press?
Oh, no. It was iTunes playing it. And what's going on? I didn't even ask. I think, I don't know if I knocked it with my canistella. Hang on, let's see if I can cancel it out. Sorry, Mary, didn't mean to interrupt you then. There's a few technical hitches here at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Uh-huh. Right, please continue.
Oh, I can continue now?
You may continue.
anyway, I just was so bored. My mind kept drifting. I couldn't stay with the story because it just dragged on and on. Very little of it made, I won't say made sense. It just, you know, it's like, this is crazy. This is stupid. And Clara, who I began to like because she's been playing second fiddle to the Doctor for this season, all of a sudden it's all about her again. And it's
but
like,
that's the thing, isn't it?
They want to give her.
She got clever. It backfired. She died.
Yeah, you know, so by the time she died, it was like, you know, R.I.P. and good riddance, Clara.
Yes.
I know she's not gone. I know she's going to come back in some...
Because Kirby told you.
Well, because Kirby's already posted on the Facebook page that she's going to be in the Christmas season.
Yes. But did you know that before Kirby posted it?
Things for me.
Did you know that before Kirby posted it?
No, I didn't know that.
Well,
she's
going to be in the Christmas special. She's going to be in... the episode after next.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Mary didn't know that. Did you know that, Debbie?
Yeah, I didn't know that, except that Kirby made it known, so...
Debbie, did you know that before Kirby made it known?
I remember him sharing the picture a long time
ago.
Him
sharing the picture, as in Kirby sharing the picture. Yeah. But did you know it before then?
Sorry, Kirby.
So Kirby's a big spoiler person on this.
3 points deducted.
No, stop it.
4 points deducted.
No.
Did you know before Kirby blurred it? What's the word for it, Debbie? Blabbed. That's the word. Blabbed it out. Did you know about all these little facts about future episodes of Doctor Who, Jason?
I didn't really pay attention. I kind of want to be trying to be. I mean, sometimes I spoil myself a little bit better.
Well,
like
maybe
somebody else, but I don't. I don't like. I didn't know about beforehand. I mean, I remember.
There
seeing...
we go. That's what I was looking for. So it's a 4 points. There we go. Yes,
Master.
Kirby.
Maybe you shouldn't release this podcast.
Well, because it incriminates you too much.
Shilda is such a boring character. Yeah. I found her not interesting in the first one, really not interesting in the highway robbery one. And in this one, I mean, she really puts me to sleep. So either they've got to write her better or they should be getting rid of her too. Because I'm telling you, between her and Clara in this episode... And I even tried to watch it again, you know, for the sake of the quiz, and I couldn't. I just couldn't. It was just other things just were more interesting than that. So I'm not going to know much for the quiz.
I did like it better the second time. I've alluded to this.
I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it again.
Yes, but what about the episode, Debbie?
When I was in the hospital just a little bit earlier here, one of the nurses, it's a male nurse, said he's tried to watch this show because he hears me talk about it.
Uh-oh.
And he just shakes his head. He says, I have no clue whatever is going on. I can't get into this show. And I think that's where it has gone. It's become so convoluted and so wrapped in on itself that it's really hard for anybody to want to follow it. Hmm. You know, even people who just want to like, oh, you talk about it? Let me see what you're all excited about. And then they look at something like this and it's like, oh my gosh.
You're excited about this program because, the lady died.
Yeah.
How can you be happy about this program?
Long drawn out death sequence. I don't think you can even explain it to me, he says, because it just doesn't make sense. And I have to agree with him.
For listeners who are, of course, Doctor Who fans, let me just put things on a sort of a plane a little bit, as in, you know, get things into some sort of television perspective. Let's look at the Doctor Who's sort of biggest rival on television, on the terrestrial television, at least, that's Downton Abbey. This episode was 10 times better than any episode of Downton Abbey that's ever been broadcast. It may not have been a very good episode of Doctor Who in some people's opinions. It's still better than most other television that we see on our airwaves. Sorry, Noah Mary, but you're wrong.
Well, you see that you've been following it all along, but you cannot pick up on Doctor Who probably any time last year or this year and make any sense of what you're looking at.
You could watch the last story.
There has not been a good point to start watching,
right?
Since the 50th anniversary, I think that you could actually get someone to start watching if they started at the 50th because it was just so good. But since then, there are no Swatch them starting from here.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they've been a bit retconned? 3 weeks ago, it is the best series we've ever had since it's come back. And
it
now,
is.
After two episodes, it's all a load of rubbish and nobody would ever follow it.
It has been sadly a letdown since we last said how wonderful it was.
Yes, yes.
We've had seven episodes that were really, really good. We've had two that have been not so good. Although, I still think that this was better than last week.
It makes a difference to last season when there were like seven episodes that were really bad and then two episodes that were really good.
So let's put it in perspective, right? Says somebody decided to have a try Doctor Who, dip into Doctor Who, episode one, episode two, episode three, etc., etc. You know, a lot of programs, you know, you can dip in at and that you get maybe a good episode, and then you might watch a few episodes later.
Dipped in this series is definitely the Zygon ones. They were definitely classic Who.
Well, I can think of episodes of Star Trek: The Next Generation that
weren't that good.
You know, but most of the series was blimmin' superb. I'm sorry, it's just you can dip in.
They never got this convoluted.
Yes, but this long, drawn-out death sequence, just like David Tennant, a beloved doctor, leaving. I'm going, I'm still going.
Yeah, but what about Spock's death?
And this is exactly what happened.
I actually liked that.
Spock's death wasn't that cool.
It was very drawn out. And then they drew it out again by showing a repeat of it at the beginning of the next film. Mm. And you had to watch it with binoculars because they made it really small and made it zoom into the screen. Yes.
Speaking of David Tennant, if anyone, people should start watching Jessica Jones.
Yes.
Oh,
very much.
Wow.
So.
David Tennant is fantastic.
He's
bad.
Creepy. He's horrible.
He's creepy.
It's queued up on my Netflix. I haven't started watching it yet, though.
Oh, wow.
Anti-hero of the highest order. He's brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you think Jessica Jones was better than Daredevil or just as good as Daredevil?
I haven't seen Daredevil, so.
I like Daredevil.
I'm going to go back and watch Daredevil.
Moving away from the 20 megabyte Daredevil podcast, I'm back to Doctor Who.
No, it's a 20 megabyte MCU podcast.
And speaking of David Tennant, anyone who wants to revisit the 10th Doctor, the 10th Doctor and Donna have made some audio plays for Big Finish. They're going to come out next year.
Hey.
And what podcast can we hear about Big Finish?
God.
Well, I wish I could say
Haydoke's podcast.
That must be like
it's kind of been in hiatus the last couple months.
You mean
Toby Haydoke's show? I got a question for you. You've been listening to the Big Finish audios for a while, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I've been kind of listening to the Eighth Doctor with Tamsin. And it reminded me, the face of Raven kind of reminded, not exactly, but sort of that, you remember that Raven story?
Yes, I do.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of, it kind of reminded something like, another Edgar Allan,
But that really went into the Poe stories, whereas this did not. I mean, this was just about, this just brought in a Raven as a death instrument.
That's true.
But the Eighth Doctor story really recreates all the Poe stories.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I just kind of thought it when I was watching the episode, it triggered my memory of that story.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was kind of neat. I don't know. There's so much, so many of these Big Finish stories are almost interconnected in some way. You'll reference, you know what I mean.
You're right.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack, but I just wanted to make that comment real fast.
Who was it made of? Someone made the reference on Facebook that this was just a redo of Neverwhere.
I believe that was Jeff said
Jeff,
that.
Yes, Jeff Waddle, yeah.
And yes, I agree. I was getting a Neverwhere vibe from it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Neverwhere was awful. Moving on.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not awful. So
we
this episode was all right, was it?
I want to move on.
So this episode was all right now, then. Now it was like Neverwhere. Oh, that's interesting.
Neverwhere was really good. The one where Capaldi was the angel.
Mm. Anyway, moving on. Right, so you're talking about a Big Finish podcast. Of course, you're talking about sort of what would you call it, honorary co-presenter Toby Haydock's podcast, which is called Toby Haydock's Who's Round. That's a big Finnish podcast. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah, we're referring to stories from the Vortex.
That's a big Finnish podcast, the one that Nicholas Briggs used to do. Yes, of course, another friend of the show.
A fresh friend of the show, yeah.
We've got some... The dog is fidgeting, worried about my microphone. We've got some feedback. Beep.
Well, good afternoon, 20 megabytes, Andy Nunney. It's 6 minutes past two on Sunday afternoon.
Andy Nunney's got recording problems. Face the Raven, with nice beside.
I did watch it last night when it was on. Recorded it because we were out doing things. It took about 2 hours to watch it because Stormageddon kept creating. So stop, start. That's life in it. Anyway, this was, well, that's certainly some episode, that is. I think that's really going to... That's going to be a real Marmite episode. I can see some people are going to hate it. I loved it. I thought it was
Thank
just
you,
so
Andy.
Dark, so dramatic. Three expletives, which is unusual, because we had a hell, the man for God's sake, and of course we had a bloody. I'm sorry, have we actually had any really more than mild expletives in Doctor Who before? That's an interesting one. It certainly shows that it's not quite post-Watershed, obviously, but it's certainly not the 5 o'clock that it used to be, or 5:30. Show that it used to be. So there. Obviously, goodbye, Clara. What a way to go.
Yay!
I mean, that's... Yes, you know, knowing you're facing your own death and going out to it like that. Do not go gently into that dark night was one thing that thought that sprang to mind with her, and she certainly didn't. But of course, she's the impossible girl. So what's actually happening? Who has actually died? Because we had Clara Dalek, we had the Clara who run through time with all the doctors. So I don't think this is the end of Clara's story. It might be the last time we see her, but I don't think we haven't heard the last of her, so I think that's interesting. You know, not a lot was made of that. Rigsy coming back. Well, obviously, at the end, you saw Rigsy putting the poster of Clara on the TARDIS. And the TARDIS has also been released, as things happen in London, you know. Leave anything there for more than 10 seconds, and so when it was spray painted, that's the way it goes. And where's the Doctor? Where's the Doctor gone to? And that's... Because, you know, this was to be continued, and yet... It's funny, because last week was really... Part one of a what should have been a two-part, but it wasn't because it just left so many things hanging. This one was a story in its own right. It did close off, but it's to be continued. Simply because there's something's going to happen, but it's going to be totally unconnected to where we are now. So where's the Doctor gone? Who are the Shades? Who are they?
What the Doctor wears.
No doubt theories are abound. I haven't got any thoughts at the moment. I need to think about that and find out. Is it Renegade Time Lords? Is Missy involved there somewhere? Please, no. We say bloody Romana. That's what normally people say. When, oh, look, it's Romana, isn't it? No, bloody what isn't. So there you go. Now, the whole point of the Diagon Alley, as a lot of people have already christened it, I think that's a good place because there are so many little side streets in London. Now, having worked in London for about 15 years now, and done a lot of the London walks, you certainly go down a place in the little alleyway that you just don't notice it unless you actually stop and look at it. So the Trap Street scenario doesn't actually work in that point of view. And a way for aliens to hide in plain sight. I mean, what better way, really? Because if you don't look for things, you don't get noticed. And if you don't stand out, you don't get noticed. So is that what Mayor Me is up to? Is she really just protecting people? And how'd they get there? You know, they get some sanctuary from where? Interesting thought. But, no, I thought that whole concept, I thought, was very good. And if Mayor Me is genuine, then what length will she go to? You know, she sacrificed a doctor. But who's got the doctor's TARDIS key? Didn't Clara have one? So what's happened to that? Has Rigsy got it now? You know, because what's happened to the Clara's body still there outside? You know, what's going to happen to that? Where's her key gone? I think there's more to that. I don't know if we're going to see Rigsy again. But as a new father myself, I can understand why he was doing what he did. And and also the total memory blackout. Strange enough, that does happen to me sometimes. Can't think why. Nothing to do with aliens, though. Yeah, unfortunately, nothing so interesting or mundane to me. But overall, I thought this was a very, very good story. It's going to set a lot of hairs running about the theories of who's going to go, where's he going, what's the... is there a season arc around this now? Are they going to build something around it? And where's the Doctor going to go? You know, where do you take a Doctor now? Because you've got a Doctor who... He says he's not a Doctor, he's a warrior. Are we going back to the War Doctor? Is he sort of trying to... almost re-energised that spirit that he had there as well. So you should say, is it connected to the Time War? There's a lot of questions there. As you do, I'll try that again, shall I? I'll have another drink either. 8:05 next week. We'll come, hopefully, very quickly, and we're going to find out what it's going to go, because this is going to, I think it's going to be fascinating next week as well. It'll be interesting to see what's happened on the fan sites, on Facebook, but what people are saying, and I'll have a think about it as well. Anyway, so sorry I can't join you tonight, because we're going to a wedding reception, but if you do it next Sunday, I can look forward to being able to talk to you all then. So until then, I'll be seeing you.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Of course, next week's episode is well known that Kirby has given a bit of a spoiler that is a Clara Light episode.
Master.
Yes.
The next two episodes are extra length, too.
That's each what she said. Oh, sorry, you're talking about the episodes, aren't you? Sorry.
10 minutes longer than a normal episode.
Okay, so we've got a monologue from the Doctor and the big finale.
Correct.
Mm. Okay. Sorry, listeners. I think if you want to sue Kirby for giving away storylines and...
I'm only repeating what...
People have confined
people
if they
have
look
said
for it.
In, say, the BBC website, BBC Facebook.
You don't take into consideration that not everybody looks out for these things. Some people just wait for the episode to come on and watch it that way.
Yes, yes.
That's no fun.
Right, we've got some more feedback.
Hello to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This is Patrick from North Hollywood with my feedback for the episode Face the Raven. I just watched it. And as I was watching this episode, I was thinking when Clara got the time lock pass from Rigsy, I'm thinking, like, what are you doing? That's the stupidest idea in the world. I was thinking, you know, like, this can't be how she goes out. On a stupid idea.
Thank you.
And she went out on a stupid idea. I mean, it was a heartfelt scene at the end between them, and I think, you know, her death scene was interesting and, you know, melodramatic and effective. But what a dumb way to go out, you know.
I agree.
Making a dumb gamble. I don't know. Well, you can see, you know, she had it coming. You know, she's been reckless over the past couple episodes. You know, they kind of hit you over the head with it, with her scanning the city when they were looking for the trap street, with her not caring that she's about to fall out of the TARDIS. She kind of had, like, almost on a, you know, I dare say a death wish anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was just looking for exit, just living life to the fullest. I don't know. I just thought it was odd. It was a good episode. Don't get me wrong. I liked the episode. I just thought that she would go out in a more clever way or a more heartbreaking way. But I didn't think she'd go out in, like, a blunder way, because she went out. She died because of a blunder. It was a miscalculation. But, no, I mean, I did enjoy the episode. I saw Mary's comments on Facebook about how, you know, she was front and center again in the episode. And, yeah, I think she was front and center. She got all that screen time again and all the focus because this was her swan song, so to speak. So that didn't bother me that much, even though I'm with Mary. I kind of get bothered when she's like junior doctor. But, yeah, I don't know. Enjoyed the episode. I love the show. I love Doctor Who. But of all the companions and how the reasons why they've exited, I think this is the one that was the most slipshod, even though it was written well. And the concept and the story is good. And Ashilda is a really good, you know, frenemy, villain. I guess she's more villain than friend now.
Right.
You know, it's interesting with the Doctor now. He's on his own. He's been teleported. So I guess he has to just make his way back to London to get his TARDIS. You know, I guess it's just kind of reverse of the Pertwee ears when he was stranded on Earth. Now Doctor stranded off Earth and has to get back to the TARDIS. So that's kind of interesting. I do like that. And I am interested in see how he acts on his own for these next two episodes next two episodes in the Christmas special, or next one episode in the Christmas special. I forget how many are left. Yeah. But yeah, interesting. Yeah, I was just, hey, great episode. Again, I'll reiterate, broken record, but dumb way to go out. Yeah, give me this death sentence, and of course she'll take it off because I'm Clara, and I, you know, I never lose, you know. Wrong. Anyway, that's my two cents. I'll miss Clara. She hasn't been my favorite companion by far, but I will miss her in some respects. She is a really good actress. You know, she's just, sometimes she's given really bad stuff, material to work with. Sometimes she's given excellent stuff to work with. But yeah, that's it. Hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, Patrick. And, of course, Patrick is spot on. So well done, Patrick.
On a point that Patrick makes about the death is a blunder, the thing that I have a hard time swallowing is that the doctor has saved her and other companions from far worse situations than this. I can't buy for a second that he couldn't think of a way out of this for her.
I've had a wee bit of feedback to my post on the page.
Have you?
Megawatt Doctor Who podcast page.
Is that the one you can join, Debbie?
Sorry?
Is that the one you can join?
Yes, that's the one you can join, yeah.
20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Is it Goubert or Goubert? Or
I don't know,
but it's an amazing name.
Yes.
I agree the first part of the end was too long, the chatting speech bit, but overall I enjoyed the episode. Only downside was it felt like part one of three, which it is, which left Clara's departure as only a small resolution in a much bigger picture. Mm. So like I said, it just felt like it was trying to get on to the next episode whilst dealing with Clara.
Right. Yes, thank you. How have you honed your Scottish accent, Debbie? Because I've just
said
Jeff Waddle.
Well, I've just noticed you've sent me that.
Jeff Waddle's feedback has arrived in your lap.
I need to find...
he couldn't record?
Racist.
No, you put him off by taking the mickey out of him being having a Scottish accent last week.
We all said that.
No, we didn't.
Go back
it
and
was
listen.
Just you.
What kind was it? Was it Glaswegian?
Did you not listen to the show last week? For goodness sake.
I only caught up with the last episode of Doctor Who yesterday afternoon.
If you want to hear Jeff Waddle, listen to last week's show.
Okay,
listen.
Then I'll try the accent.
I'm not being funny. It was one of the best shows I've ever put together, and you lot can't even be bothered to listen to it.
Oh, I've downloaded it. I just haven't listened to it. I'm waiting
listen
for
to part
break.
Of it.
It's not the point. Carry
not
on. It's Jeff Waddle's
not.
Feedback.
All right, I've got it up.
I beg your pardon?
That's what she said.
It's a filthy podcast tonight. Right, okay. What a lot of nonsense. Yet again, built up to be something spectacular and fell flat. Maisie Williams has now overtaken Cotton from The Mutants as the worst actor to appear in Who. If there was a better actor in her role, it would have improved this.
Mm.
Not a lot, but slightly. There's not much to it, really, is there? It's a remake of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Every time I think of him, it makes me ill. Where does the raven come from? Who said the raven must kill its target?
If this isn't
part of the doctor's plan, it's a terrible send-off for a companion. He did nothing to avert this, and Clara walking to her fate would have been touching if there were not infinite versions of her elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less. She's been a poorly constructed character from the start, and if that's truly the end of her, what the hell was the latter part of Listen all about? Of course, the likelihood is she will return, either as a memory or some virtual reality, probably hiding in this confession thing. Why didn't this Maisie character take the tattoo? She couldn't die. Or the doctor. He'd have done it any other time and worked something out to escape. These things may be explained next week, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Given the out-of-nowhere need for the Doctor to now be keen on playing electric guitar, I'm expecting him to be playing Hell's Bells by AC/DC instead of Hellbent in the finale, with the chords being the solution to it all, or something like that. Great ideas on paper for Season 9, poorly realised apart from the Zygon story. P.S. We'll do audio feedback next time, but I'm running out of ears. P.P.S. Has Matthew mentioned the book he and me have an essay in? Smiley.
No, because Matthew can't be bothered to appear on the show.
He shared it on the Facebook page.
That's not the point. Yeah. It doesn't work. But anyway, thank you very much, Jeff. I hope to hear from you again soon.
Yes.
Yes,
we miss your accent.
Yeah, well, you weren't on the show last week, Mary. Did you listen to the show last week, Mary?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, point for Mary. Oh, just got me.
You got two there.
No, it fell on the floor. That second one didn't count. Sorry.
You didn't land on magic again, did it?
No, magic is... taken residence in the other room. Okay, is everyone still there? It suddenly went very quiet. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got some more audio feedback. Oh, hang on, I've got to play a jingle. Oh, dear, hang on. Oh,
yes, you do.
I've got my diary open. Sorry, I thought that was going to carry on for a minute. That's why I got a bit... oh, dear, what's going on? Why is it not playing? Oh, it is. Right. Sorry, just waiting for the computer to catch up with itself.
Ah, those wonderful mats.
Yeah, the ones that don't crash.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast.
Sorry, Ian.
I'm tired today. None of us are getting any younger.
Well, maybe Matt Smith. I was out at the cinema on Saturday with a relative. I saw The Dressmaker, which I feared would be an insipid chick flick. It is not. It is an enjoyable story of death and revenge and comedy. Imagine my surprise when, in the credits, an executive producer was Ian Kirk. That must be another Ian Kirk. Unless Lady Me has retconned me. Nice work, Ian Kirk, whoever you are. Last week's found footage story reminded me of Vengeance on Varos reality TV stuff. I think Captain Jack should wear a red shirt, because he gets killed so often.
Yes!
Friend of the show, Louise Jameson, is doing a tour of England and Wales next year.
Yep.
She will be in the touring version of The Mousetrap, the world's longest-running play. Tour dates on louisejameson.com, all one word. Face the Raven by Sarah Dollard. Jeff Waddle is not raving about this story. A plausible use for the sonic sunglasses again this week, scanning London from above.
Yes.
Of course, we all thought Clara might fall to her death.
Yes.
Of the right.
There was a touch of Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere about this story. Unseen parts of London. Oh, Gaiman wrote a book called Sandman, and we had Sandman last week.
Yep.
That's true.
The Romans had a two-faced god called Janus. Peter Capaldi played a Roman called Cercilius. They seem to be using Harry Potter's Diagon Street.
Yeah.
There were Cybermen, but no sign of the Cyber Brig. In recent stories, Clara has been more and more reckless, including the unseen adventure at the start of this episode. This was leading up to her getting the tattoo from Riggsy. The glowing worm streetlights prevent people from seeing what is in front of their eyes.
Do you want me to get the memory worm?
The first version of the Impossible Girl thought she was still a human when she was actually a Dalek. This one sees aliens as human. I suppose our three protagonists all see, for instance, the Jadoon as the same policeman because of the BBC budget. Also, it is not worth confusing casual viewers. I will not blame anyone for claiming the sonic sunglasses caused Clara and Riggsy to see what the Doctor imagines. When Wilf was trapped in the radiation cubicle that time, Tennant gave up his tenancy to save one man. Clara does something similar, showing how doctorish she has become. She does it partly because of the cute baby, and she has Riggsy go along with it because of the baby. Craig, in Closing Time, was saved because of his baby. The Doctor refers to the baby as a new human, possibly raising the controversial question of where do little Gallifreyans come from? Lady Me promises to protect Clara, but ends up being the cause of her death. We've seen various aliens together on at least three previous stories. You might be asked to name them in You Won't Get This One.
No, you won't.
Farewell, then, Clara Oswald. I look forward to seeing Jenna Coleman down the Queen Vic. Although I might have misunderstood.
Oh, very good, very good.
Bye for now.
Class from Ian Kirk, everybody.
Doesn't disappoint.
No, he doesn't. Right. Anything else on the 20MB.2 podcast Facebook group which you can join relating to...
which you can join.
Yeah, come on.
Master. Yeah,
yes, yes.
Someone named Danny Melrose has put this fascinating post called Attachment Unavailable.
Oh, no.
What's that all about then, Debbie?
Oh, but it's right there. I can see it on there. Mm. Oh, right. I'll share it again.
It's not pornographic, is it?
No.
That's good then.
It was someone commenting on the the outfit, the blue outfit that Jenna's in, apparently it was just for her interview about Last Orders or something, her last appearance. So I posted a picture of the cover of Doctor Who magazine.
And various pictures of Clara being dead in various
other
episodes.
Yeah, I did that one earlier, yeah.
Has anybody noticed the Doctor going from being really scruffy at the beginning of this series, and now he's in his, you know, like original costume that he wore last season?
He's got a bit smarter as the series has gone on, isn't he?
Yeah, he kind of smartened up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to take points from Debbie Melrose for posting a picture of a waitress and Clara.
All right. Thank you, Kirby, for policing that one for me. That is going to be...
It's only fair.
The comment that came with it is that everybody, the lady who posted it originally on the page that I shared it from, said that there's been a lot of talk about her appearing in a future episode dressed like this when she actually isn't. It's just for this interview.
Right, Deb?
Yeah?
Right, okay.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Was it not?
Who did that?
Was it me?
Now, time for this brand new, back off 2 weeks, edition, and not including questions from previous episodes, by the way, because I didn't have time, episode of You Won't Get This One.
I won't.
And the first question goes to Mary, who's already a point up, everybody. What was the first number shown on Riggsy's back?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Did you? Well, give me the answer then.
Let's say 536.
Who said I know first?
Me.
Well, go on then, Debbie.
538.
That puts you back to zero.
Thank you.
Kirby.
Master.
Starting with -4.
Oh, that's good.
What colour paint did Riggsy have on his room wall?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I'm losing this week. I'm already determined.
I forgot to put myself in the bloody quiz. What a twit. Yeah. Anybody?
Mm-mm. Master. Master.
What? Well,
not to answer that, but I had an observation on something else.
Go on, then.
How come you didn't ask how long it was before, from the time that we see Riggsy and his tattoo, how long until the countdown hits zero in hours?
Well, can you guess why I didn't ask that question?
Because he doesn't know the answer either.
Because expected me to.
8.9 minutes, hours.
Jason?
What a nerd.
Thank you.
Jason, what was the number of the map room? You won't get this one. Point to me. Mwah.
I don't know.
Excellent. Anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
I couldn't watch this more than 1.5 times, so I have no details.
The answer was BN31. Right. Debbie.
Yeah.
What causes your eyes to skate right over trap streets?
Misdirection circuit.
Notice I did that really quietly. Oh, a bit louder. Go on.
Thank you.
Right. Mary.
Yes.
What bar did Clara stop outside? You won't get this one.
The bar? No, I don't know.
Anybody?
No.
Excellent. The answer was Brewdog.
Actually, I remember seeing that, but I wasn't going to bother writing it down.
Well, you should have done, shouldn't you?
No.
Right. Kirby.
Master.
What was Clara sent back to the TARDIS for?
It's useless things.
No.
Gonna be going to me. I think Jason said I know first, didn't you, Jason?
That was I think Rigsby's cell phone.
No.
Oh, dear, that's excellent. That's another point to me. Yes, the answer was...
No, I got the answer.
I'll go on in, Mary, for no points.
All the amazing things the doctor has.
No, that was wrong as well. It was the doctor's most annoying stuff.
Annoying? Oh. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it's annoying. All right, who's next? Is it Jason? That's where I was now.
Yeah.
Good, right, Jason. How long did they have when they entered the trap street? How long did they have left for the death of whoever had the...
Oh, I know.
Shit. I want to say 47 minutes.
You'd be wrong. Debbie?
50 minutes.
Damn.
Oops. Debbie?
Yes.
What species were the police?
Jadoon.
Easy one.
Right, so the scores then. That's
yeah, that was easy.
In last place.
Me.
With -4 is Kirby.
Oh.
Thank you.
In fourth place with no points is Jason. In third place with 1 point, Mary. In second place with 5 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 10 points, it's me.
No, that doesn't count. We all know that.
Yes, it does. Right, Mary.
Yes.
What colour was Riggsy's jacket?
Oh, good grief.
I'll say blue.
You be wrong. Anybody?
Ray.
Excellent. Unobservant, can you lot get? No, it was yellow.
Oh my god.
Right. Or yellow.
Kirby.
Master.
What creates the field that makes the trap street invisible to normal people?
I know.
Lurkworms.
They were cool, weren't they?
Yes.
Jason. What was Riggsy's victim's name?
Oh,
I know.
I don't know.
Kirby?
Anna.
And Debbie?
Yes.
What was the tattoo stroke raven called?
A quantum shade.
He's caught my cable then. And the scores then, at the moment. In last place with -1, it's Kirby.
Yay!
In fourth place with no points, it's Jason. In third place with 1 point, it's Mary. In second place with 7 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 13 points, of course, it's me.
Well, doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Mary.
Hanging in there.
What was the name of the Wolfie Man?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I know.
That's a point to me, I think. Hang on a sec. Let's play the point to me tune. Debbie?
Rump.
No need to be so personal.
Now that's getting down to the bottom, thanks. No. Oh.
That's what she said.
Poor old tumbleweed, eh? Kirby.
Master.
What are the names of Riggsy's family at home?
I don't remember. Jen. I don't remember the baby's name.
I might give you a point for Jen.
I know the baby.
Do you know?
It's Lucy.
Did that ding properly?
Right, didn't no. It?
Is the correct answer. Right. Jason. How long did Clara have when she inherited the chronologue? Point to me. Anybody?
33.
Smarty pants. Right, Debbie.
Yes?
Who did Clara say she liked to prank with?
Jane Austen. I'd like to see that episode, actually.
Yeah.
Right, Mary.
Kissing and pranking.
Mary, this is the last four questions. No point doing a score update. Not the last four questions, and this is the first of them. When did Clara say the Doctor's reign of terror would end?
Oh, that was my quote. Oh, Mary wasn't there.
Be quiet. Beg your pardon?
I don't remember.
So I suppose that therefore means, it's a point to me, by the way, therefore means that Debbie's going to come up with the answer.
Your reign of terror will end at the first sight of a crying child.
Ah, yes.
Kirby.
Master.
What were the Doctor's last words to Clara?
I don't remember.
No, you never said that. Did say point to me, though. Anybody? All goes very quiet. Therefore, point to me. The answer was Clara. Right, Jason. Is everyone still there?
Yeah.
Oh, so very, very, very quiet all of a sudden. I can understand the disappointment. Jason, what was Clara's last words to the Doctor?
Oh, I think I know that one.
Oh, God.
No, he could have said that, but it wasn't that, no.
I don't remember.
Did it appear on Facebook? If so, I know it.
Go on, Debbie.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Right, so that leaves Debbie to have the last question.
Yes?
What was Clara's last words?
That made me brave.
I thought it was...
Point for Kirby for comedy. At last, we've waited all these episodes, and finally, a genuinely funny thing comes out of Kirby's mouth.
Thank you,
Master. He's here all week trying to build.
Oh, the final scores this week are: in last place with no points is Jason.
Aww.
In fourth place, in fourth place with 1 point is Kirby. In third place, with 2 points, it's Mary. Yay. In second place, with 16 points, it's Debbie.
Yeah.
And the winner this week with 19 points, me.
So the biggest gap is between my 2 points and Debbie's 16.
Correct.
Oh, and by the way, I never had a chance to give you my quote.
Oh, go on then.
What was your quote?
Which I thought for sure would be a quiz question.
Go on.
I might be wrong. Let's try it your way.
Yeah, go on. Let's have the quote then.
That was the card he was looking at.
Oh, yes. I was wondering why that wasn't a
card. Oh, Kirby. Oh, bless. He's gone all Kirby share like the old days. Oh. No.
Someone's streaming.
Right. No, they've been told not to.
Yeah, it's like he's gone. You remember the old telephones you used to have, ladies and gentlemen? The old landlines that when you used to try to phone America. That's what it used to sound like when you used to speak to someone.
Yes.
I phone America all the time.
Right. I've got a long-awaited, has to be said, reply about... I'll read out that this is a script I've been sent. I hope they don't mind me reading it out this way, because it has rather arrived at the spur of the moment. I have to turn my microphone slightly, because I'm turning my head. I can't read, and I'm not that way. My neck will go if I turn and read it like that. But anyway, excuse me, I just need to break wind.
Deary me.
Sorry.
Okay, great. We need to know that.
That's not part of the script, but...
Doesn't break wind in England mean Trump?
Shh. Right, this is very serious podcasting, Debbie. Please be quiet. Right. We have teamed up with audible.co.uk to offer you a free audiobook of your choice. All you have to do is register for a one-month free trial and claim your free audiobook. There are over 1,500 to choose from. The 30-day free trial means you can choose from a free audiobook, which is yours to keep whether or not you decide to cancel the trial period. to sign up for this great offer, and it is a great offer, everybody, www.audible.co.uk/20MB. That's 20MB.
Is that a forward or a backslash?
It's what you normally get when you type in URL. God's sake, woman. Yeah, so
what?
It's really cool. So you basically, you click on that link, and you get, you can literally click, you click on get my free download, and you get a choice of all the books, the audio books and productions available on Audible, including Doctor Who ones. And I must admit, I've already done this, so I can't download anything myself. But if you do that, it's worth doing, because I mean, I always have audio books available for long car journeys, etc.
I love having audio books. Unless you've got Isabella in the car, then it's Little Mix, yeah, and Adele. Yeah. And
the plan was One to Direction. Play some Doctor Who. But yeah, it's like the.
I listen to Big Finish audio plays.
Yes, you do, but you've got to bear in mind, Mary, on Audible, that you've got lots of Doctor Who classics from the 60s that no longer exist, but we have the audio for, and there's some great dictations, I suppose you call them, from certain actors that fill in the gaps. So if you're not able to watch the reconstructions, this is the next best thing. I know we did a reconstruction recently of what was the Greek one called?
Mythmakers,
yeah. The first time I was exposed to that story was via an Audible audiobook with Peter Purvis filling in the gaps. That was fantastic. Really well done. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. Of course, you've got other books available. I must admit, I did download Chris Evans's first autobiography via Audible and that. So, yeah, check it out. That's audible.co.uk/20MB. Cool, isn't it, everyone?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's so cool.
What about this neat thing that you found out from our podcast host, Podbean?
Oh, yes, that's a very good point, Kirby. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me, because I had completely forgotten about that. Yes.
Did I get a couple of points?
Too late. You should have said that before the quiz.
Oh.
Yes, if you go to, I mean, people generally download the show from iTunes most of the time, but if you do go to our host site and just type in podbean.com.
Which I've just done, but yeah, it's not going to show yet.
Not yet, no. But by the time the show goes out, it may well do. They have a load of featured podcasts on their front page. They have the featured podcast, a startup podcast, a comedy, health, premium, etc., etc. At some point this week, our show should be among the four featured podcasts on the home page of Podbean. So that's quite exciting.
Is it going to be under comedy?
Is it going to be under... what's that mean? Debbie, what's it
comedy?
No, because you're on the show. I'm going to be interested to see what it is featured under, actually, to be fair. But yes, look out for that. Podbean.com, then we shall be. Well, mind you, if you listen to this podcast in about 3 years' time, because you've only come to the show late, complete waste of time, really. But for those who listen to the show regularly, hopefully you'll be able to. It's a little bit like having. What's it like, Debbie? I suppose it's like having a photo bomb with a celebrity.
It is, yeah.
Mm. And we haven't done that recently at all.
We're just jumping in in the behind the scenes just as they take the picture.
The weird thing is, you go to a Doctor Who festival, you get yourself together in a great big room to have your picture taken together as a group, and then some blooming actor who happens to play the Doctor has to poke his nose in.
Yeah, there's you and me just posing there quietly, and then suddenly Peter Capaldi's...
I was trying to do my Doctor pose, and he's...
shoving me off the screen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he obviously wanted to be nearer to me, Debbie. What's that funny noise? Anyway, let's see if we can find. That's great. Thanks for that, Kirby. Great. So the Doctor Who news. Mm-hmm. Anybody heard of anything before you bring up the page? No.
Nothing. Well, I want to say in Australia.
They all spoke at the same time. You know that doesn't work too well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Mary.
I will be at Chicago TARDIS next weekend.
Really?
Already coming up? Wow.
And there have already been a couple of people on Facebook page who mentioned that they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So I would encourage them, if you want to look for me, I'm the short lady with the stunning
white
hair.
The stunning platinum blonde woman with the 20 megabyte t-shirt.
Come up and say hello, and I won't have a recording device with me, but I will definitely note your name, and I will mention you in our conversation.
Do you not have a telephone?
I don't have a smartphone, no.
Oh. I don't like this I don't have a recording device with me bit. Debbie, what are you going to say to that? Take a video camera with you, something like that. You can record with that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a still camera, so I will take still pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose that's...
And anyone who can pick me out and come up and talk to me, you'll have your photo and our conversation posted on our... or talked about on our recording.
Okay, not quite as good as recordings, I think, but I suppose it's the next best thing. Yes, Chicago TARDIS, everyone. I wish I could go to that.
Yeah, it looks like...
Yeah, well, I wish I could go to that.
Jenna Coleman was supposed to be there, but she had to back out.
She was too busy being regal and queenly.
Well, apparently... Well, both her and... there's another guest who had to drop. Oh, Eve Miles. Both of them are involved in projects over there on the Isles. Mm. And their companies won't insure them if they fly over to the States during this time of heightened terrorism fear. So they don't want them getting on planes and flying anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but we will have Alex Kingston. Oh. And we will have Samuel Anderson.
Oh, fantastic.
Still pretty good then.
So and suppose... Katie Manning and Ian McNeese, you know, and Paul McGann.
Oh, here we go.
Your boyfriend.
Here we go.
Yay.
So, listeners, she's just referred to the chances of going up and having a chat with her when all she's going to do is have a tongue in Paul McGann's mouth for the whole of the weekend.
Not gonna
know.
Maybe in his ear.
So, is that going?
Is anybody...
Well, yeah, Matthew made last-minute plans,
he
and he's going to be sleeping on the floor of my hotel room, so...
Oh, on the floor, is it?
He will probably be able to get some recordings.
Yeah,
if he's there, we might be able to, but actually, the last two times we went where we made recordings, that was Dr. Phil's equipment. Matthew couldn't record anything either. Pardon me?
The Dr. Phil?
The Dr. Phil. So he may be there too. He goes every year.
Yeah. Well, how many people here? This is a very serious question. On the hub of Doctor Who podcasting in the world, how many people think that Kirby sounds really funny at the moment?
I always sound funny.
Yeah,
funnier
you do.
Than normal.
Sound,
now.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible. Like you're speaking through a cushion.
Someone is probably streaming.
That's what I said, and you said no.
Oh, yeah, right.
While you guys talk about nudes, I'll go and
fuss at something. Well, we weren't talking about nudes. I don't mind talking about nudes, though, but I can't think of any specific Doctor Who connecting. Although there was a topless picture of Jenna Coleman that went around not so long ago. But that's not nude, is it? It's just topless. So we move on to news.
News.
Okay, Doctor Who Festival pictures have been posted, but you can't really get anything from that.
Didn't put any of us up, did they, honestly?
From an audio presentation, but if you want to see some really good pictures from the Doctor Who Festival, go to the 20 Megabot Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which Debbie hasn't posted yet. I'm sure she will at some point.
I thought I had.
Posted there's some.
Good pictures. That, Debbie really posted, and Adam posted pictures.
I posted loads, but I know I saw Debbie going up to random poor people in their cosplays and just saying, hang on, stand there, I'm taking your picture.
I put them all up. While we were recording on the ferry, I put them all up as
did
well.
Did you?
Yeah, I was monkey.
Where are they?
I thought you took loads more than I saw. I do apologise.
I took quite a few and then deleted quite a few when they were rubbish.
Is there an album of them somewhere?
Yeah, I've got up like 27 plus pictures on the page.
I wouldn't say there's an album of them, but if you just track back.
Oh, you did them like individual ones. That is,
No, I added them all at the same time. There was a few individual ones, but then I did a sort of a big blast of them.
A big blast? Oh dear, my page.
Okay, I'm looking. Let's see. 20 Megabyte Doctor Podcast albums.
It's not an album. Just look back through the postings over the last week, and then you'll see stuff from the Doctor Who Festival, videos and stuff. I must admit, I remember that chap that I met at the Isle of Wight Festival. actually, me and Andy and lovely Dawn met at the Isle of Wight Festival. I met him outside Sainsbury's the other day, and he said that he saw the pictures of me, Debbie, and Peter Capaldi, and thought that that they were like a green screen. So it was us standing in front of the green screen. It wasn't actually really Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Until he saw the one of the videos I showed of Peter Capaldi posing with people.
Would that be the video that I turned the proper orientation?
Right, might be. Might be. Anyway, Doctor Who news. Big Finish audio is about to be released in Germany. The Light at the End, Blood of the Daleks Parts 1 and 2, The Juggernauts, Destination Nerva. Oh, I think that's quite a good one. I think I've heard that one. And Short Trips Volume 1. So if you're in Germany, and you probably aren't if you're listening to this show, or well, you can get some Big Finish now. Surely you can still go to the Big Finish website and download it from there anyway, can't you? I would have thought you can. Or is that just limited to America and Britain? No comments. Right, Underwater Menace, which I still
there
haven't.
You go.
What?
14th of November at 2:49, I posted up plus 29 pictures.
Did you? I'll have to... Oh, I haven't seen those. I'll have to look at them.
Yeah, they're all there.
Okay. The big... Big Finish. Underwater Menace gets North American release. Now, I've still got my unopened pack of that, but I'm saving it for when we get to review it, because, of course, in a few weeks' time, probably about 4 weeks' time, to be precise, maybe five, not quite sure yet,
from what I understand,
to the journey. You're interrupting my preview of the forthcoming episodes of the 20 Megabuck Podcast, Kirby, where we'll be reviewing a wonderful story called The Gunfighters.
Yes. Yeah, I have no problem with The Gunfighters, remember? The thing is I don't think that by the time we get to Underwater Menace, we may not have the DVD yet, which means we may have to go from other ways.
Yes. Although, oh, never mind. Right, yeah, Essential Doctor Who, Davros and Other Villains is a publication, which you can probably buy at whoone.co.uk. It's recently been released.
Is that whoone.co.uk?
That's whoone.co.uk.
And there's a Face of Raven...
UK.
Face of Raven Behind the Scenes feature available from the BBC. So, but if you go to DoctorWhoNews.net, they've actually got a sort of embedded link that you can play it on.
Yeah.
Overnight viewing figures, 4.42 million. Very sort of
good or
consistent,
not?
I'd say, because they're all around the between 4.5 and 5.5 million for the whole series. So that's not too bad, is it? Press reaction. Interesting. It says the episodes. This is the independent. Well, it says that we'll leave fans reeling.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Guardian.
I was reeling that it was stupid.
Reef.
The Guardian thought the ending was fitting for Clara. Superb is how Digital Spy saw it.
Did these people see the same thing that I watched?
Yeah. Well, I saw the same thing you watched, and you're obviously watching it with your eyes shut, Kirby.
Before doing these.
clearly, if you note your score in the quiz, that was actually the case. Right, but many...
I couldn't watch it. I normally watch each story at least three, maybe four times, but I couldn't even make it through a second time.
Oh, yeah. Now listen to this. The Digital Spy says, the execution is fast-paced and energetic without losing any coherence. The dialogue is sparkling... And Justin Molotanikov, yeah.
You opted to read this one out, Mary, so you have to really say that name properly.
Molotnikov.
Molotnikov.
Yeah, sorry, Mary. Carry on.
Emotional performances from all. Jeez.
Yes, obviously watched it with great detail. IGN felt that the end was missing something. Did Clara's death feel lacking in some way? I love the character, I really do, but I wasn't quite as moved by the events of this episode as I was when, say, the 11th Doctor regenerated or when Rose left. Well, that's because, not being funny, I think possibly Russell T. Davies is better at compiling an emotional script in that way than Stephen Moffat is. However, Games Radar was written by Kirby Bartlett Sloan and says Doctor Who was back on blistering... Oh, it wasn't written by him, sorry. So back on blistering series best form with Face the Raven. Even more impressive. I thought it was going to be a bad one.
No, none of these is bad.
Is
none of them are bad.
so you lot don't know what you're talking about.
So the press all liked it way better than we
I'll
did.
Feel completely vindicated. Doctor Who Festival is in Australia, sorry, at the moment, and we've seen some pictures of Billy Kirkbride.
He's humongous,
and
isn't it?
Dinos Daniel. That's
Daniel, yeah.
And enjoying themselves immensely. And Dinos has had his picture taken with Peter Capaldi. That sounds familiar, Debbie.
Yeah, yeah. Does it look photoshopped? No, because they stood in front of a curtain.
Yeah. Yes, the photographer may not have been as good as composing the picture at our festival, but clearly it was better. Mm-hmm. It really does look like it's been taken by someone's phone. But it's still Peter Capaldi with Billy Kirkbride. I hope he didn't have to pay too much money for that picture.
No, he probably did. Yeah. I mean, those are expensive pictures.
Well, someone, you know, you would expect if someone's going to take a picture with a phone of you with a celebrity, you wouldn't have to pay the amount of money we had to pay. I mean, I had to pay. Sorry.
Yeah, the only thing I did not care for in your pictures was that iridescently bright white background behind you.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Didn't have much choice in that. It was a proper photographic background.
Yeah.
Rolled up and everything. But, I don't know what the cause or what the real sort of need for that was. Maybe that they thought that people could get their pictures home. Because the Mark Gatiss one, Debbie, we got a bit of digital copy of that. I've got that at home. It's got a few days left, so you can download that picture.
Oh, cool.
But only for another 20 days. I was just thinking maybe they're thinking the clever people at home could select their own background and just cut out the white and put themselves in a more Doctor Who like a bit like green screening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Possibly. Anyway, it's the pictures from the Doctor Who Festival in Australia. Quite interesting. I find them actually more interesting looking at those than I did look at the ones that we went to, because I was actually there, and you know, when looking at pictures of events you were actually at, make you think I'm looking for myself in them, whereas these I'm just looking to see how good it was. And I noticed that Sylvester McCoy was at that one. We didn't get any classic Doctors. No, we got a classic episode or two in the little classic episode tent, but no, we didn't get any classic actors, did we, Debbie?
No, but we got some great cosplayers.
Oh, well, they got the Lego TARDIS. Lego TARDIS? No, it didn't. That's the real TARDIS. Sorry. How come they got the real TARDIS?
No, they got the Lego TARDIS too.
Yeah, they took the Lego TARDIS out with them.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, Billy posted a picture of it.
I see. There's a great picture of Peter Capaldi with some good. But I will say though, it's well worth scrolling through these pictures that are on the Doctor Who News.
Now, were you guys able to try on the heads of those? You know, those big blocky heads. I forget the name of the creature.
Yeah. We got, didn't Isabella try that one on?
Yes.
What, the one that Ashilda had in, Isabella had that on. There's a picture of her with it on.
And it didn't kill her?
No, it didn't.
Then she must not have an imagination.
Immortal. That was the most popular stall down in the,
It was very hands-on.
Being allowed to try on the prosthetics was brilliant.
And put the Silurian head upside down on as well.
That was brilliant. How many people did that?
Loads.
And we just let them do it.
We should have taken a picture of one of them.
You know,
the Silurian head. You see it on my head. If you imagine it,
back to front. People were putting it on upside down because it was more comfortable to put on. It just went on better. Brilliant. It was really funny.
And of course, if they post any of those pictures online, people just say, Doctor Who fan.
Jason, I thought you had to go see a movie.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry, I lost track of time. You're
He's got into it.
Outlaw Land.
Yes, it's into our drivel has distracted him.
But yeah, but you guys have fun. I'm going to run. But
enjoy Spectre.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'll catch up with y'all maybe sometime in the future.
Thank you, Jason.
Hope so. Huh?
Thank you, Jason, for filling in for Reese.
Hi, Jason. Because seeing a movie reminds me. I think the Doctor Who Christmas special is going to be a movie at theaters.
Yes.
Anybody plan to go see it at a movie theater?
Yes.
See you guys later.
Take care.
Bye, Jason.
Yeah.
Bye. Well done.
I plan to go.
What, to see Spectre? Oh, no doubt we'll get it on Blu-ray.
Spectre.
What?
Yeah,
well, Star Wars.
Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Christmas special. I wonder who's going to go see that in the movie theater.
Me.
You?
I won't, because they're not showing it.
It'd be nice if they showed it.
I'm looking forward.
They're not showing it in a theater near you.
No, they're not. I'm looking forward to having a 3D telly, 3D telly, and 3D Blu-ray, so I can watch Doctor Who in 3D.
Oh, Master.
What now?
Speaking of Blu-rays,
yeah.
I finally have a Blu-ray player.
Hooray! HD TV to play it on, though.
No, I've got. If people noticed, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I went to a garage sale and picked up two HD flat screen monitors for very little money.
Wow.
So now I can watch Blu-rays. I ended up doing it because I bought Inside Out as Blu-ray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, so, that comes out tomorrow. That becomes available to us in the United Kingdom for it. That's one of the things I have to buy, apparently, I've been told by Isabella. I have to buy Inside Out from Sainsbury's tomorrow morning.
And Tomorrowland as well. I had to have his Blu-ray.
Is the Christmas special movie supposed to be in 3D?
I don't know.
No, it isn't. What I was referring to was the two previous episodes of Doctor that were in 3D specifically.
Yeah, I know they were, but I just wonder if the Christmas special is supposed to be. Because I didn't see anything about it being 3D.
No, I think BBC has abandoned 3D. Anyway, moving on. Lavazzi have got some...
Remember, they did last year's in 3D.
If you say so.
Didn't they?
Maybe they did.
Yeah, but those were filmed in 3D.
That's before BBC abandoned 3D, though. Since then, they've abandoned it. Yeah, so Lavazzi have got some rather good products out, haven't they, Debbie?
Yeah, they've got some really nice stuff.
They've got some scarves and stuff out.
Yes, really nice, warm-looking scarves.
I've got a bag here, Debbie. From the Doctor Who Festival, and in here is a box. And within that box is a scarf.
Yay! And the red one with the TARDISes all over it.
Yes, and you know what that's for, don't you, Debbie?
My birthday.
Your birthday?
And Christmas together.
And when's your birthday, then?
21st December.
No, it's for Christmas. yes, it's in a very nice Doctor Who box.
It is, isn't it? They really went all out, that store. It's posh. I like the Tom Baker, the scarf.
And the benefit, of course, of buying stuff from Lavazzi is you actually buy stuff from a very nice chap. Very nice chap.
Very lovely. And I'll help him run the stall next time.
Yes. Debbie said to Meninda that she would help. Meninda sort of humoured her and said that she...
I think he'll probably take me...
Three entry into next year's... Well, next time's festival, because obviously we don't know if it's going to be next year. But, of course, he was humouring her, but it's very nice of him to humour in such a way. But yes, you too can buy a Dalek scarf, a Fourth Doctor scarfs, because they've got so many varieties of the Fourth Doctor scarf available. Mm-hmm. And Paisley scarfs, maybe next time I'll get a Paisley one. We can't get the Fifth Doctor's jumper anymore, although Deb got me one for Christmas because it was one of the last ones available. But the Pandorica Opens TARDIS Exploding Scarf is gorgeous. There's so many nice things there. Debbie was, her mouth was on the floor and eyes were all gog. And Meninda looked at her in a funny way and said, what the blimmin' hell's the matter with you? And she just said, I'll work on your store next year. And he said, yes, okay, that'll be fine. I get free entry. And then, of course, when she went around the corner, Meninda said, no, he didn't really. I'm only joking, Debbie. So Lavazzi.co.uk, where you can buy some lovely stuff. Who's next, then?
Whowon.co.uk.
Well, that was Mary's
job. Is that whowon.co.uk?
That was definitely Mary's job. Now,
whowon.co.uk.
It was, of course, because Christmas is coming, where you can really want to buy your Doctor Who merchandise from Whowon, especially if you're looking for Doctor Who books, because they are the online specialist in Doctor Who books and DVDs, etc., etc.
A while back, I ordered a load of books off of eBay, and it turns out they were from them anyway,
exactly.
So now I just cut out the middleman.
Well, just go straight to whowon.co.uk, and then we get more sponsors.
Well, all you have to do is go, what, 3 blocks?
Oh, yeah.
They've sponsored us now for 5.5 years.
Yeah. Yay!
So hopefully that will continue.
I would like to get a couple of the TARDIS bowls. I like those.
Let's talk about the products.
The Pyramids of Mars set that I saw at the festival looks
Series
really
9.
Cool.
I'm talking about their products, yes.
Why don't you go and do another video inside the shop?
Because I can't be bothered and it's too far away.
It's a mile away, isn't
Debbie's
it?
Debbie's just said that, shut up. Debbie's just said that she'll do it next time she's over there, which means it probably won't ever get done. Doctor Who Series 9 Volume 1. Is now available on DVD. I'm surprised it's not available on Blu-ray, it should be fair. Price £24.99. The 2016 Doctor Who calendar, ooh, that's more down my street,
yeah, at like
£7.99. And, of course, some pages of that might be a bit sad to some people, because I'm sure that Clara will feature on it before her third death in the series. Doctor Who magazine, 493, is also available. I'm going to click on that, because I can't see the picture on the cover. Oh, it's Clara. Last Orders, it said. That's who talking about the picture of her in some
right,
sort
that's
of...
Right, that's the picture that Debbie posted.
That's just a picture of her in a magazine. It doesn't imply that she's been... in a future episode dressed like that. So we'll take...
Well, since the pictures I posted earlier last year have cameras all around, yes, she's in the episode. It's being filmed at the same diner in Cardiff that they used an Impossible Astronaut.
Well, because of that, I'm going to give Debbie the point I deducted back. So that gives her, takes her up to 17 points, still loses it. So the Time Monster set, which is the Delgado Master and a rather 70s retro computer that he's standing next to. Cool, £22.99. Pyramids of Mars set, which is Sutek and a couple of those.
I really did like that. When I
mummies.
Saw that at the festival, I was like, damn, payday.
And what Debbie alluded to earlier on was the TARDIS bowl. You can have your breakfast out of a TARDIS-designed bowl with no pictures of Clara and flowers on it. So... Oh, I've got a message.
Ooh.
Captain on ship.
Well, it's probably
from one of my customers. It's probably bad news. She's sending me a message at 10 p.m. Right, so next week we'll be looking at the next episode of Doctor Who, the title of which eludes me, but I'm sure Kirby knows what it is. Oh, it's gone on very quiet. Oh.
I'll tell you in a second. Oh, Heaven Sent.
Yay!
And then the last one's Hellbent.
Is it now? So next week it looks like we could be recording on a Sunday again.
That's fine.
Because I don't appear to have anything in my diary for Sunday.
I'm
very
me.
Unusual. So therefore Sunday.
All of us Americans will be all fat off of leftover turkey.
What, from Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, it's Black Friday, isn't it? Oh,
I'll be avoiding that, although, I work Fridays. I do hope Marks and Spencer are not going to be going down the Black Friday route. I'll be very disappointed if I have a miserable
day.
Why
would they? An American thing?
No, it went mad here in this country last year. It was disgusting watching the footage of people being trampled. Mm. And it was ridiculous that this country suddenly went,
I don't think Marks and Spencer will be doing this, but I think people might think Marks and Spencer are going to, and just people will just turn up at the shop as we open and expect to find loads of things reduced when they won't, and that we'll all get trampled in the rush for no reason. Oh dear.
Well, I will be in Chicago, so I won't be here for that.
Lucky you. Anyway, so until...
Well, maybe you and Matthew could get together and do Skype from... Chicago. I've suggested it for years.
Well, yeah. That'll be up to Matthew.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I don't know what's happening next week in regards to personnel on the show, but I'm sure we'll find out. It makes it more interesting for the listeners. But what I will tell you is I'll be very disappointed if the co-presenters on the show can't be bothered to listen to it. So, until next week, thank you for listening, the people that did so. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Hi, this is Lou Jameson, or Louise Jameson, and you're listening to the 20 Megabytes Doctor Who podcast. Rah.
Right then, I haven't got much time, Isabella, so into the microphone, please. So, what did you think of the demise of Clara? Clara, on Saturday, she is no longer in Doctor Who. So what did you think of that? Did you not watch Doctor Who this week? Sad. You didn't. You were laughing when I heard. That's what your mum said. You said, I said, how did Isabella take Clara's death? She said she was creasing up, she said.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Didn't you? What were you doing then? Oh, I know what you were doing. You were playing on your iPad, weren't you? Whilst it was on.
It's not an iPad.
So you were playing on it then?
It's not an iPad.
So you were playing on it then? So did you watch Doctor Who this week?
Yes.
So what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was quite weird, actually.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
So how do you think it rates, comparing it to the rest of the episodes we've had this year?
I think about close to last place.
Close to last place. Yeah. Well, what wasn't very good about it?
What wasn't very good about it was that I've forgotten that girl's name.
What, a shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about it, that she just kept on killing people.
She didn't. It wasn't her killing them. It was the Raven.
Yeah. But she wanted them to die.
No, she wanted... She had a deal with the Raven to give the Raven their souls, and it was also a way of trying to keep order so people would not commit crimes. But she wasn't actually killing them herself. She didn't want them to die. She just wanted them all to behave themselves.
That's mean.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So, did you not enjoy the episode because it was lots of people getting killed, or just because it wasn't a very good story, or because Clara died, or what? Is it? What was the reasoning?
The first one.
It's not a very good story, or because people died. I didn't get what the first one was.
No, you just said those people died. So that's okay. The first
people do die in dramas.
I don't like it.
Okay. So, out of the last few episodes, what's your favourite?
My favourite one would have to be the Daleks.
That's the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
What about the Zygon one?
Oh, that's my second one.
Okay.
The last one's the ghost one.
Okay. The ghost one?
The ghost one.
Oh, right, okay. So that must have been very good. You just didn't like it because it was scary.
Yes, it was.
There you go. So it was good then. Anyway, thank you very much, Isabella.
Okay. I got to get ready now. Goodbye.
Is an avvservices.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.
Goodbye, Doctor.